This is the Morning Mess here today. It's a Tuesday, and what do we do on Tuesday morning about this time every Tuesday? Well, we head to the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, and FHN this morning joining us today from Infection Control and Clinical Quality Department. Margie Kochmeyer's back with us again today. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. I know you're going to talk about a pandemic medicine cabinet here, and also to stock items for to be a virus-free as possible at home. But first of all, I guess, you know, the COVID-19 virus seems to be slowing a bit. First of all, let's start with, what should you have in a good home medicine cabinet all the time anyway, whether we have a virus or not?
Well, a good basic medicine cabinet could be a drawer, could be a mobile first aid kit, a container. You really should have a thermometer for taking your temperature, pain relievers like Tylenol. You can use the generic acetaminophen, aspirin, antihistamines like Benadryl. I like to have Benadryl in pill form. Somebody's having a reaction to something, and also in the spray for a bee sting. Antiseptic wipes for cleaning a wound, triple antibiotic, calamine lotion, Band-Aids, various sizes of bandages, tweezers, scissors, emergency phone numbers. You should really have the poison control number available. And we've got a full list of first aid supplies from the Red Cross on the FHN.org website. Or you can purchase kits put together for you.
And now people may be trying to go to the store less often now during this pandemic and the virus crisis. What does that mean for family medical supplies?
I think all of us are trying to make fewer trips to the store right now, and especially because the hours are a little bit different. So you're going to want to be ready for summer with your allergy medicines, bug sprays to avoid bites. You know that insects will still bite during a pandemic. Tweezers for removing ticks, suntan lotion, antibiotic cream, Band-Aids for cuts and scrapes. And always you should have your prescription medication in 2 to a month supply on hand.
What about anything special for kids, children? What about that?
Kids should have special medications. They shouldn't just be given adult doses of anything. So there's labels that you need to read with instructions for correct doses for their age or weight. And then remember to keep those medications out of their reach.
Now, what about the kinds of things that people should add, maybe more specific to a family illness during this pandemic?
Well, definitely, because people have been running fevers with this, definitely the acetaminophen. Know that ibuprofen has been controversial for use with COVID, so I would be very cautious using that. Face masks, of course, because if you want to go out in public, you're going to need to wear one of those. But don't forget to wash the cloth face mask with hot water. Hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes that are at least 60% alcohol, and many sanitizers are 70% alcohol. Some gloves for cleaning, but no, there's no reason to wear gloves out in public. And I see people wearing them, and I think it gives them a false sense of security that their hands are clean. And then I watch them touch their face with their gloves. So it's better if they just hand sanitize their hands, remove their masks, you know, without touching them. But floor and toilet cleaners you can add to your list would be appropriate.
Now, I know you mentioned hand sanitizer. When people are home, soap and water is just as effective, but is there a particular kind of soap that people should be using?
There isn't any special kind of soap. Whatever you have at home is fine. It doesn't necessarily kill the germs on your hands, but the friction and the time when you are scrubbing your hands is what removes the germs from them. And it's also effective for cleaning. So if you can't find a disinfectant cleaner in the store, know that good old soap and water is good for cleaning with COVID.
Now, I've seen this advertised on TV. There's when you talk about home medicine and all of this, there's something, is it a pulse oximeter that is mentioned? And in terms of what oxygen level, that kind of thing, how does this work? And is that something that we should have at home?
Well, it's a pulse oximeter is a small device that clips onto your finger. We use them all the time at the hospital. Some people that have breathing problems will have one. If they're on inhalers, they'll want to know what their oxygen level is. What it does is it measures the amount or saturation of oxygen in the blood. You want a reading of about 95 to 100. That would be normal. A reading under 90% would be considered low. You can purchase them at drug stores. The $20 ones are fine.
All right. I've seen, of course, it relates to sleep apnea, those machines as well. Is that something that could help as well?
The CPAP machines?
Yeah, that thing.
I don't think necessarily so many people with COVID-19 are short of breath, and that's not how that machine works. That machine kind of works to keep the airway open so that they don't stop breathing during the night.
Right. As tempting as it may be to stock up on medical supplies, most of these items have expiration dates. So now what do you recommend about that?
Well, if you typically use one box of allergy medicine for the season, you don't need to purchase 10 because they're going to expire before you use all of them. Many people don't know that hand sanitizer has an expiration date on them. So if you buy a gallon of hand sanitizer, you're not going to use it before it expires. While hand sanitizer is effective after the expiration date, the manufacturer can only state its effectiveness up to the date that's on the container. I usually replace my expired things at a year, so I'll keep my Benadryl creams and sprays at a year expired, but something that I would really need to work for me, like an aspirin, or if somebody has nitroglycerin, if they're having a heart attack, you're going to want to know that that's going to work when you need it to.
And, of course, the other thing is with medical products, when they're expired, you shouldn't just throw them in the trash, should you?
No, don't throw them in the trash and don't flush them down the toilet. These medications could be harmful if a child found them in the trash or a dog or another animal got into the trash and got into them. Don't crush them and throw it away because the dust from those medications could harm the trash handlers. We don't want those medications to find their way to the landfills because they could wind up in our wastewater treatment plants. And those filters that they have don't necessarily remove medications and drugs. There's drug take-back sites for disposal, and we have drop-off locations and dates listed on the FHN site.
We're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, Infection Control and Clinical Quality Department at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. All right, now what about to keeping your home virus-free? Give us the suggestions there.
Keeping your home virus-free is much like what we talk about during flu season. Keep those highly touched surfaces wiped down. There's no need to overbuy cleaning supplies. While antibacterial wipes have been in short supply, don't worry because this virus is easily made ineffective with soap and water and other household cleaners. Bleach works for it, but you don't necessarily need to use bleach for it. If you are mixing bleach at home, remember it's one part of bleach, 10 parts of water. Don't mix it with any other chemicals because of the chemical reaction. And I've read that tea tree oil and vinegar do not work for COVID-19.
What about air cleaners? What's your position on that?
An air purifier or cleaner, it can filter out indoor allergens, fumes from cooking, cleaning products. Virology experts were asked about air purifiers, and they said they don't necessarily offer protection in a lot of circumstances, but it's worthwhile in a few specific ones, like for measles or for the flu. Simply opening a window and letting fresh air in, if you can do that, would be great. If you can't, there's high-efficiency particle air purifiers, HEPA, that can be used. Be careful about the advertisements for something that says they can outright prevent COVID-19 or destroy the virus, because that's not the case. I say open the window.
Mm. What about, I've seen as well, of course, you have that the virus robots or the cleaning robots at the hospital. I've seen these ultraviolet cleaners. I'm thinking about maybe getting one of those. Are those effective at all?
I have one that I use for my phone. I can place my cell phone in it. I used to put my cell phone in the room with the UV robot to kind of decontaminate it once in a while. But as a gift, somebody gave me a small one for my cell phone, and we all used it in incident command at the very beginning of all of this.
Mm, all right. Okay. Pets are as important as family members. What types of medicines should you have on hand for them?
Well, if your pet takes a regular medication, just like you, have 2 weeks to a month's supply. Don't give pets people medicine unless the vet says that it's okay. Medications like Aleve or ibuprofen are not recommended for pets due to toxicity. Aspirin should only be prescribed by the vet because it's based on the dog's weight. Aspirin is deadly for cats because they lack the enzyme that metabolizes the medication, and it can build up and make them toxic.
All right, Margie, if people want to find out more information based upon what we've talked about today, how can they do that?
As part of the information FHN provides to keep our community informed, we've created links for keeping you safe. Look for it on the FHN.org site. Click on build a kit for the supplies you want to have on hand, and also check out the coronavirus response toolkit.
All right, Margie. I'm sure we're going to be talking again soon, right?
Yeah, we will.
Okay, thanks. Great to talk to you. We'll talk again. That's Margie Korchmeyer, Infection Control and Clinical Quality Department at FHN and the FHN Dialogue Doc Program, and the preceding brought to you today by FHN.